In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today, this Sunday, we have read or heard the gospel reading, how the Lord is casting out the devils out of a man that was possessed by not just one devil, but by a whole legion of the devils. When he had approached the Lord, And then the devils threw the man, said, "Why did you come before time to torture us?" And the Lord says, "What is your name?" And he says, "Legion," because there's a legion of us in this man. This man was incarcerated several times, and he would break the chains, and they always, and could be not controlled at all. And he was bringing fear of all the people that are living in that area. My beloved, our Lord had. They knew that the Lord is going to cast them out from that man. And so, but they said immediately, "When you cast us out, please allow us to go into that herd of pigs." And the Lord had given them the right to go into the herd of pigs. And of course, what did he do? Immediately, he just made the herd to go wild and run and off the cliff right into the river and to drown. Because they always want to destroy everything and everybody. And not only they can't stand, of course, a human being, but even the animals. But they cannot do that unless God allows them to do that. And God allows it for us to be at times possessed is only for our own good, so that we would understand the difference between good and evil, as St. John of Kronstadt says. My beloved, today we're living in such a terrible time where most people are denying the existence of the evil spirits, and if they think that they are, but they are not fighting them. We many times are not willing to fight the evil ones. Yet the apostle tells us that our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities of hell. And all the fallen, the angels that are trying to stop every human being to love the Lord and be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Our battle must be against the demons, and we must understand that we have no power over them ourselves. Our power, the power is in the hands of God, and is also in the Lord had given us Orthodox Christians a guardian angel. Every one of us has a guardian angel that he is always willing to chase away the evil ones. But it's for us, we must watch our heart. We must make sure that we are staying away from sin, because sin is what gives the power over us to the demons. They can then, through our sinning, they can take our heart over. And then we become like animals ourselves. We are involved in one or another passion, and we start to growl like animals and misbehave and start to hate people. We hate even our brothers and sisters and so on. It's all through the actions of the demons when they come into our heart. My beloved, we have to learn to accept the teachings of the gospel. We have to realize that how many times the Lord had cast out the demons, and after that, how many of the disciples were casting out demons, and all the saints in all the time of the life of over 2,000 years since the coming of the Lord, how people were taught by the Lord to cast out the demons, not allowed to come in our hearts. But we have to watch ourselves. We have to watch ourselves. And again, I will repeat myself, not to give them power through the sinning. So live according to the gospel. Let's live according to the gospel. Let's try to check all the time how the gospel teaches us and what we have to do to be able to please our Lord. And the thing, you know, the first and the main law that the Lord gives is to love God with all your heart and mind and might and with all your soul, and to love thy neighbor as thyself, but not as if you just love your body, because it's not good enough. You have to love your eternal soul. This is the most important. The problem is that the devil, though, doesn't want us to be concerned about the soul. He even coaxes us and tells us, oh, love your body. Oh, take care of your body. That's the most important thing. Just taking care of your body. Forget about the soul. It doesn't even exist. That's how the demons are trying to coax us. And so many times the people in the world, they only care and take care of their body and not protect their soul from the evil ones. We have to learn to battle, to be soldiers of Christ and to battle against the evil one. We have to also know that the evil one has no power over us except if God allows, and God allows it only as a chastisement for us. And then, and we ourselves are at fault is when we give the power to the demons through our sinning, and through if one or another passion takes over of us, then we're giving the, in a sense, the right for the evil one to come in into our heart. Let's keep those filthy evil ones out of our heart, and let's protect our loved ones from them also. And that's by prayers and making sure that we truly have the love for the Lord and love for our soul, and then we will have a proper love for our close ones and all the people in the world, because we will want their salvation. That's what real love is about. We want then the salvation of those whom we love, and this is what the example what the Lord had given us, and He gave His life for us, and that's what He wants us to be able to, if need to be, to give a life for our brethren. Amen.